Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I have a great visit with our good friend Paul Mirsky. Paul is Executive Vice President and Chief Economist for the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, ICBA.org. Paul, tell us a little bit more about your organization.
Sure. The Independent Community Bankers of America is about an 80-year-old trade association. We represent only community banks, independent community banks. There's about 7,000 community banks nationwide. Community banks do 60% of all the small business lending out there. Mm-hmm. So they're a very critical segment of lending for small businesses.
And that, I bet that number went up quite a bit over the last 4 years, especially for a couple of years there after 2008, when the big banks weren't lending to any small businesses.
Absolutely. I just saw some fresh numbers on that. And while the biggest banks were pulling back and getting their own fiscal house in order, community banks kept on ticking and kept on lending. So the fate and the vitality of community banks is completely tied to the vitality of small business. They're interrelated, particularly operating in their local communities. The community banks want local small businesses to succeed, and that's what helps them succeed as well. So they're interrelated, and it's a very important kind of a American tradition and history associated with having these geographically placed community banks that know the communities, know the local market.
It's a beautiful example of symbiosis. You got local merchants and business owners and farmers and ranchers and professionals trying to build a town, a community. In the process, they charter a bank, and the bank grows and the people grow, and none of these you drive across America, Paul, and those communities wouldn't be there without having built a banking system in their own communities. And that this is the history of independent community banks, folks. And Paul, as you know, and as I tell my audience all the time, there's no other example of this kind of a financial landscape anywhere else in the world. There are no independent community bankers on every corner, almost like there are in America. And Paul, I tell my audience all the time, if it weren't for an independent community bank, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. My independent community bank believed in me maybe when nobody else would. Sometimes there were a few times when I didn't even believe in myself. They still believed in me. I don't know what I could not do. I would not be here. And so I'm devoted to independent banks. I believe in what they do. I'm not saying that's they're the only bank you should do business with, but I do say, Paul, that if you're a small business, you definitely need to have a relationship, at least one relationship, with an independent bank, because when everybody else, the big companies, big banks, had pulled back, every independent banker I talked to in 09, 10, 11, 12 told me they never stopped lending to small businesses.
Right, and that's the beauty of community banking. They're going to support their local communities in good times and in bad. They just don't.
Right.
They live and work in those communities, and their families are in those communities. They don't just, pack up and leave when the going gets tough. Many of our community banks have been around for over 100 years.
Yep.
And have survived the Great Depression and many recessions in between.
But Paul, currently the independent banking community is strong. There's been a recent some of the weak ones have washed out in the last couple of years. That has to happen in every the cycle of every industry. So right now, I'd say the independent community banking industry is very strong. But Paul, I'm worried about the future because there's not as many independent banks being created now. In fact, currently there are virtually no independent banks being created. I think that's dangerous for small businesses. What do you think?
Well, a lot of that is the function of the economy. Yes, community banks are very healthy now. They have good liquidity, good cash.
But it's also a function of regulations, Paul.
Right.
Because it's harder for you and me to start a bank than it was 20 years ago.
That's absolutely correct. So if you can get some of the regulations off the backs of community banks so they can do what they do best and lend to small business, if you can get the economy growing instead of, 1.5% to 2%, having it grow at 4%, 5%, 6%,
yeah.
A lot of our problems will take care of itself themselves with growth.
As one of my mentors once said, sales cures all ills, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for all the great work you do at ICBA. And I'll see you in March at your convention in Las Vegas.
That's great. Look forward to seeing you there.
ICBA.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website and work with your local community banker. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.